Esther chapter 9. So Esther has saved, really, Israel from, or the Jews, from the decree of Haman. Haman's been hung, and now the commandment has gone out to all the Jews in the Persian Empire that they can defend themselves on the day when they were going to be attacked. So in the 12th month, which is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the month, when the king's commandment and the decree that's about killing the Jews, when it came near to be put into execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to dominate them, whereas it was turned right to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over those who hated them. On that day, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king to lay hand on anyone who was trying to hurt them. Nobody could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all the people. And all the princes of the provinces, and all the lieutenants, and all the great deputies, and those who did the king's business, they helped the Jews, because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. For Mordecai became very great in the king's house, and his fame went throughout all the provinces, for the man Mordecai became greater and greater. So the Jews struck all their enemies with the sword and did what they wanted to those who hated them. And in Shushan, or Susa, the palace, the Jews killed and destroyed 500 men. So you see that there were quite a few people who hated the Jews. There's always been people who hate the Jews. And a lot of it is simply jealousy. Jealousy is a terrible feature of human nature. And we've all got it, or tempted to it. Got to be strong against it. And they killed the 10 sons of Haman. But on the spoil they did not lay their hand. On that day the number of those who were killed in Susa the palace was brought before the king. And the king said to Esther the queen, "The Jews have killed and destroyed 500 men in Susa the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What then have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? So what is your petition, and I will give it to you, or what is your request further, and it will be done?" So Esther said, "If it pleases the king, let it be granted to the Jews who are in Susa to do tomorrow just as they have done according to today's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows." These were the gallows, presumably, that Haman had built on which he wanted to hang Mordecai, and on which he was hung. So the king commanded it to be done like this, and a decree was given in Susa, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. The Jews who were in Susa gathered themselves together on the 14th day of the month Adar as well, and they killed 300 men in Susa, but on the spoil they did not lay their hand. And the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together and stood for their lives and had peace from their enemies and killed of those who hated them 75,000, but on the spoil they did not lay their hand. This was in distinction to how Haman had wanted to kill the Jews and to put his hand upon the spoil, so he was jealous. Well, the Jews just wanted to defend themselves, so they killed anyone who attacked them, but they didn't take the spoil from them. They didn't go and grab all that those people had. So, this was done on the 13th day of the month Adar and on the 14th day of the month Adar, and they made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews that were in Susa gathered together on the 13th day and on the 14th day, but on the 15th day they rested and made that the day of feasting. And so the Jews of the villages that live in the unwalled towns made the 14th day of the month Adar their day of feasting and a good day, and of sending presents one to another. So the fact that we have been given God's grace naturally makes you want to be generous to others. They realized they'd been saved by God's gift, and so they wanted to give gifts to others. And that should be the motive for our generosity, the fact that God has given to us. Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters to all the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king, near and far, so that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of the same every year, to celebrate the days in which the Jews had rest from their enemies, a and the month which was turned to them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a happy day, that they should make these days days of feasting and gladness, and of giving gifts one to another and to the poor. So, of course, they were poor in the sense that they were defenseless against this powerful man Haman, but by God's grace it was all turned around. And so that's why we should be motivated to be kind to the poor, because we realise that spiritually we also are poor. And we're really grateful for what God's done to us. But if you're arrogant and proud and don't think you've ever done anything wrong, and don't think that you sin, and just think everyone else is wrong and I'm right, well, you see, you won't have that sense of humility and that desire to do something nice for someone else, because God has been so kind to you. So true generosity is based on humility. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written unto them, because Haman, the enemy of all the Jews, had plotted against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast the lot, or pur, to consume them and destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked plan which he had devised against the Jews should fall on his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. So they called these days Purim, after the name of Pur, which means the lot. Therefore, because of all the words of this letter, and of that which they had seen about this matter, and that which had come unto them, the Jews took upon them, and upon their children, and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, that they would keep these 2 days according to the writing, and according to the appointed time every year, and that these days should be remembered for every generation, and that these days of Purim should not fail to be observed among the Jews, and they are still celebrated today in Israel. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. He sent letters to all the Jews to the 127 provinces of the kingdom with words of peace and truth to confirm these days of Purim in their appointed times. And the commandment of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. So, you see that God wants us to remember the great salvation that he has given us. And that is true for all time.